Cuomo says the tests were conducted in 40 grocery stores in 19 counties across the state earlier in the week.
It means you're testing people who, by definition, are out of the home and not at work.
The preliminary results show the percentage of New Yorkers who have already had the disease varies in regions of the state, with the highest number, 21.2%, in New York City, which has been the epicenter of the virus. 16.7% on Long Island were previously infected and recovered, 11.7% in Westchester and Rockland counties, and 3.6% in the rest of the state. The governor says the lower rate of infection upstate supports the view that perhaps some regions of the state could reopen earlier than others. But he says he continues to worry that people from areas still closed up will flock to regions that reopen first.
You have a pent-up demand in the whole tri-state area where one region opens up for business. You could see people come in from literally from the tri-state area and overwhelm that region.
The state's nursing homes are facing new scrutiny after some families have complained that they weren't notified about the health status of their relatives in some facilities or even told whether any residents were sick with the coronavirus. Many nursing homes are privately owned, but they're regulated by the state. Under current rules, the nursing homes are supposed to supply all staff with PPE, check the temperatures of all employees who enter the facility each day, and ban visitors. If a resident contracts the virus, they need to be quarantined from the others. And if the nursing home can't do that safely, they have to transfer the patient to a facility that can care for them. And families need to be notified within 24 hours if their relative tests positive for the virus or has died from it. Cuomo says the state's attorney general, Tish James, will work with the health department to investigate allegations that some of the homes aren't following those rules. The governor says he understands that the nursing homes are in a crisis situation and under a lot of pressure.
This is a very intense situation for nursing homes. We get it. But they still have to perform their job and do their job by the rules and regulations.
He says those found to be violating the rules will be fined or in some cases could lose their operating licenses. The governor says the daily death toll is still terrible, with 438 lives lost to the disease on Wednesday. But that number's lower than what it's been for much of April, and the number of new hospitalizations for the virus is also waning, though over 15,000 are still in the hospital. Cuomo says if the numbers continue to go down, the rate of infection might be low by the summer. But he says he and health experts have concerns about a second wave of the virus next fall that could coincide with flu season. And he says the state has to be prepared.
That's then problematic because you are then, quote unquote, testing for the flu and you're testing for COVID on top of all the other tests you do. That could be a possible overwhelming of the testing system.
And he says the healthcare system could also again be overwhelmed if steps aren't taken now. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.